Title: Atmospheric Layer Depth from Scratch with Clean Routing Beginner. Alright, let's build atmosphere that actually adds depth to your drum and bass track without turning your mix into a cloudy mess. When people say atmosphere, they often mean a pad tucked in the background. But in D&B, atmosphere is more like stage design. It's the thing that makes your drums feel closer, your bass feel larger, and your track feel like it's happening in a real space. The key is control, clean routing, shared reverb and delay, and a simple front-to-back depth plan. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a three-layer atmosphere setup: front, mid, and far, all routed into one Atmos bus, and all sharing a few return effects so everything feels like it lives in the same world. Step 0, session prep. Set your tempo to something D&B friendly, like 172 to 175 BPM. Go to arrangement view, because it's easier to build sections and automate changes. Then make a basic 16-bar loop with kick and snare, maybe hats, and a placeholder bass. This part matters. Atmosphere decisions are almost impossible to judge correctly in solo. Atmos always lies to you when it's soloed. With drums and bass playing, you'll immediately hear when the atmosphere is helping or when it's stealing energy. Now step 1. Clean routing. Create 3 tracks. MIDI tracks if you want to synthesize, audio tracks if you prefer samples. Name them A1 front, A2 mid, and A3 far. Select all 3. Group them and name the group Atmos Bus. Next, create 3 return tracks. Name them R1 short room, R2 long verb, and R3 delay. Quick coaching note, this is the grown-up way to do space. If every Atmos layer has its own reverb, you'll spend the rest of your life EQing mod and wondering why the snare disappeared. With returns, you create one consistent space, and you can clean it once. Now step 2, build the 3 layers. Think like a photographer. What's close to the camera? What's mid-distance? What's far away? Layer A1 front is your textural presence. It's the thing you feel more than you hear. It should read even on smaller speakers, but it can't smear the groove. On A1 front, load wave eatable or operator if that's your comfort zone. Aim for something simple, a sine or triangle as the tone, plus a little noise. Filter it with a low pass, somewhere around 2-5 kHz, low resonance. You're intentionally keeping this controlled and not bright. Then add movement, but beginner mistake warning. Movement doesn't mean wobble. We want gentle, slow, alive motion. Drop on auto filter after your synth. Set it to band pass. Put the frequency around 1.2 kHz and set resonance somewhere like 1.2 to 1.8. Turn on the LFO at a slow rate, around 0.10 to 0.25 Hz. Keep the amount small. If you can clearly hear it sweeping like a special effect, it's too much. Now EQ8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz to keep this layer out of the bass, and low mids. If it feels boxy, dip slightly around 300 to 500 Hz. Then utility. Keep the width fairly centered, around 70 to 100%. This is important. If your front layer is super wide, your whole scene loses perspective. Set the gain so it's tucked in. A good target is felt more than heard. Now sends. Send a little bit to R1 short room, something like negative 18 to negative 12 dB. For the long reverb, keep it very low, maybe none at all. Front layers don't need long tails. Cool. Layer A2 mid is your pad or body. This is the emotional glue behind the drums. Wider than a 1, warmer than a 1, and gently moving. On A2 mid, low drift if you have it, or wave eatable. Make a soft pad, slightly detuned oscillators if possible, and a low pass around 2 to 4 kHz. Nothing too bright yet. Add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode, rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, and depth moderate. The goal is width and thickness, not seasick wobble. EQ8 next. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Then here's a very D&B specific trick. If your snare feels like it lost its crack, dip A2 gently around 2 to 4 kHz. That's a common competition zone. Optional, but effective. Autopan for slow width motion. Amount around 15 to 30%. Rate around 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. And set phase to 120 to 180 degrees for a wider feel. Again, this should feel like air moving, not like a plugin showing off. Now sends for A2. Give it a little more room. Send to R1 short room around negative 15 to negative 10 dB. Send to R2 long verb around negative 12 to negative 6 dB. This mid layer is usually the one that loves the long reverb. Delay is optional, maybe negative infinity to negative 18 dB, just a touch for vibe if needed. Now layer A3 far, the distant wash. This is the big tail layer that makes the world feel huge, but it has to stay out of the way. on A3 Far loads simpler with a long texture, field recording, vinyl noise, jungle ambience, even one good texture sample can work. The trick is shaping it so it sits behind the mix, not inside it. A Q8, high pass it harder than the others, around 250 to 400 Hz. If it gets honky, dip around 1 to 2K Hz. Then utility, widen it more aggressively, like 130 to 170%. Keep the dry signal quiet. Most of what you hear from A3 should come from the return reverb, not from the dry channel. Send A3 heavily into R2 long verb, like -8 to -3 dB. Yes, that much. Optionally a tiny bit into the short room. Before rebuild returns, let's do a quick gain staging checkpoint, because this is where beginners accidentally ruin headroom. Aim for each Atmos layer to peak around -18 to -12 dBFS on its own. Then your full Atmos bus should peak around -10 to -6 dBFS before it hits the master. You want headroom for the drums and bass to be the heroes. Also, a teacher move, if your returns feel loud but not present, don't just crank the return. Often the fix is lowering the dry layers a hair and raising send levels. Depth reads better when the dry signal is stable and the space is supporting it. Now step 3. Build the return effects. This is your space engine. On R1 short room, load hybrid reverb in regular reverb mode or the classic reverb if you prefer. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Small to medium size. And because it's a return, dry slash wet should be 100%. After the reverb, at EQ8, high pass around 250 to 400 Hz and low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. This keeps the room smooth and stops low end from smearing. On R2 long verb, load hybrid reverb, set decay around 3 to 7 seconds. Intros and breaks can go longer, drops usually shorter. And here's a big clarity secret, pre-delay, put it around 25 to 60 milliseconds. Pre-delay is basically how long the dry sound stays clear before the reverb blooms. If your snare loses definition when you bring up reverb, increase pre-delay. Even 10 milliseconds can be a lifesaver. If the tail feels disconnected and like it's floating behind the track, decrease pre-delay a bit. After the long reverb, at EQ8, high pass aggressively, 300 to 600 Hz. That's right, reverb low mids are where mud is born. If the snare is getting masked, dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Optionally low pass around 10 to 14 kHz if it's too fizzy. Optional but useful. Glue compressor on the long reverb return. Light settings, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 ms, release auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of reduction on louder moments. This keeps the reverb tail from surging unpredictably. On R3 delay, load echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Dry slash wet 100% because it's a return. Add a tiny reverb after it if it feels too separate. Now step 4. Sidechain, so the drums stay up front. Beginner-friendly approach. Sidechain the entire Atmos bus. Put a compressor on the Atmos bus. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus, or your kick and snare group, as the sidechain input. Start with ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms so your Atmos doesn't instantly disappear. Release around 80 to 200 ms. Then lower the threshold, until you're getting about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. This gives you that classic breathing effect. The atmosphere leans back when the drums hit, then fills the gaps. That's how you get size without losing punch. Quick advanced but still beginner-friendly option. Instead of sidechaining the dry Atmos, sidechain the long reverb return only. Put the compressor on R2 long verb and sidechain it from drums. That way your dry atmosphere stays stable, and only the wash ducks on hits. Often it sounds cleaner and less pumpy. Now step 5, arrangement, because in D&B the atmosphere is part of the story. Think in sections. Intro and breaks can be wider and deeper. Drops should feel closer and more aggressive. Try this general idea over 64 bars. In the intro, let A2 and A3 be more prominent and let the long verb be bigger. In the build, bring in A1 texture and automate reverb sends rising. When the drop hits, pull A3 down by 2 to 6 dB, and maybe shorten the long reverb decay. Keep A1 and A2 subtle so drums and bass dominate. In the break, bring A3 back. Widen things, longer decay, let the fog roll in again. Two automation lanes that do ridiculous amounts of work. Automate R2 decay or the R2 return level for macro depth, and automate something on Atmos bus like width, or a high-pass filter amount to bring the scene closer or farther. Intro, more body and longer decay. Drop, less body and shorter decay. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you go. Number 1. Too much low mid in the reverb. If you hear mod, it's usually 200 to 600 HC. Fix it on the returns with high-pass filtering. Don't be gentle about it. Number 2. Everything wide all the time. If everything is wide, nothing feels wide, and your drop feels smaller. Keep A1 more centered. Save the extreme width for a 3 and for breakdown moments. Number 3. No pre-delay on long reverb. That's how snares lose punch instantly. Pre-delay is your friend. Number 4. Atmosphere fighting the snare. Common zones are around 180 to 250 HC for body and 2 to 5 KHC for crack and presence. If your snare suddenly feels less confident, it's usually not your snare's fault. Number 5. Layer spam. 10 Atmos tracks without routing is how you create a mixing nightmare. Pre-layers plus good returns will be 20 messy layers every time. Let's add 2 quick pro flavor tips for darker, heavier vibes. 1. Subtle distortion on the long reverb return. Put saturator after the EQ on R2. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. It thickens the tail and makes it foggy without just making it louder. If it gets harsh, put an EQ after the distortion and tame 3 to 8 KHE gently. 2. Do a mono compatibility sanity check. Put utility on the Atmos bus and briefly set width to 0%. If your vibe disappears in mono, reduce width on the dry layers and try creating width via returns or delay instead. That's often more stable. Now your mini practice exercise. In the next 15 to 25 minutes, build the full routing, Atmos bus, and 3 returns. Build A1 as a noise texture with subtle band pass movement. Build A2 as a warm pad with chorus. Build A3 as a distant texture sample, high passed hard, feeding the long reverb. Set your sense so R1 feels like glue, R2 feels like depth, and R3 is occasional motion. Add side chain on the Atmos bus and aim for about 2 dB reduction on snare hits. Then arrange 32 bars. Bars 1 to 16, more A3 and longer reverb. Bars 17 to 32, reduce A3 by around 3 dB and shorten the long reverb decay. Then do the Riedel test. When the drop hits, does it feel like the fog pulls back and the drum step forward? If yes, you're doing it right. Final recap to lock it in. You built depth using a front, mid, far system. You kept it mixable with clean routing, an Atmos group and shared return tracks. You controlled mud by EQing the returns, and you protected clarity using pre-delay. You kept drums punching with sidechain, and you treated atmosphere like arrangement storytelling, bigger in intros and breaks, tighter in drops. This audio version is shortened for playback.